Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
From Montana to Mahomes, his call has been synonymous with Chiefs football.
Touchdown, Kansas City!
He's the voice of the Chiefs kingdom, and he joins The Drive every Monday at 4.
You can't doubt the Chiefs! You can dislike the Chiefs! You can disrespect the Chiefs! You're gonna have to deal with the Chiefs!
Here's Mitch Holthus.
Really excited to be joined by the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. His appearances are brought to you by GEHA, Government Employees Health Association, Incorporated, and also Silverstein Eye Center. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Centers. Mitch, it's been a long time since you've had a chance to talk about an 0-2 football team. You don't have a lot of practice doing this.
I do not. I've been spoiled. I remember it well, though. I remember losing to the Tennessee Titans in week one. We lost Derek Johnson and Mike DeVito in a span of about 40 seconds in that game. And we lost to the Titans, who I thought were going to be pretty good, and they ended up going 2-14. But as we talked before, C-Dot, I have seen Coach Reed 2013 coming off that loss in the playoffs. 2015, we rallied to win 10 straight to get our first playoff win in 20 years. 2017, we got a rally to win 4 straight in December to win the division back-to-back, first time ever. 2019, Mahomes is wrapped, got his kneecap up by his Adam's apple, and we go 6-4. We rally to win every game and win the Super Bowl, first time in 50 years. 2021, 3-4. I could go right down the line. The flashpoints come. They either come at the beginning, the middle, or the end, and I've seen it happen at all three places with Coach Reed in his 13 years. We're just dealing with this one right out of the get-go.
So let's just start with this. I think one of the reasons why I would say I don't have a lot of like fire and brimstone today for the team is this is one of the few times that I just think they lost to a team that just right now is better than they are. I think that Philadelphia is the better, healthier team in week two. Now we'll see if that's the case at the end of the season, but I just think the injury suspension, that has just taken a lot of the talent that you need to beat Philadelphia away from this team right now.
Well, I would agree to some extent. I just think it was two good teams, but yeah, I mean, Philly was down Dallas Goedert yesterday, so they weren't at full strength. But that's a really good team, and it really boils down that game to three plays. The missed 58-yard field goal, which allowed Philly to have the short field and get a 52-yard touchdown drive. The failed fourth and one, at their own 36, which that led to a short field goal of 51 yards. So there's 10 points, and then the interception off Kelce's hand and shoulder. and that led to a short field touchdown. Seven you don't get, seven they get. And so that's a 14-point swing. So at the least it's 17 points. At the most it's 24. And when you play a really good team like that, that's enough to tip the scale.
Right now, we're talking to the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holthus. Mitch, just kind of go down the line and talk about some of the things that I think led to this team losing. We've discussed this a lot over the last 2 years. It seems to continue to come up. Mahomes is an incredible quarterback. It seems like the deep ball accuracy just hasn't been there the last couple of years. On that deep pass to Thornton, that's just a pass for a quarterback that we all think is one of the greatest to ever play this game. That's just a play you got to make. Maybe the Chiefs still lose if they don't make that play, but their margin for error was just so slim yesterday that that's one of those plays that, man, you got to execute and make that play down the field.
Yeah, I mean, you come back and get the one to Thornton, but you're saying you get both of those and you win the game. Or you get the one you're talking about, and then that the sequence leads to, and Kelce catches the one he's got. You're still 6 yards away from taking the lead against that team in the fourth quarter. But almost thought Pat was surprised by it. You're going to hear him tonight. I know you have him every week. We've got him tonight at the Hall of Honor, and we're going to discuss it. He's a shy away from it. I'm curious what he saw and thought, but I think the fact that Thornton was so wide open almost surprised Pat, because he hasn't had the open deep receivers a lot, you know, for the last several years. But then he comes back and hits Thornton on the deep post, and the fact that they've had four plays now of 30 yards or more in the first 2 weeks. Last year they had 16 the entire season. So if you're already ahead of schedule of where you were, you want to be way ahead. But you get this done with the four 30-plussers, and you have not really had Worthy, Rice, or people forget not having Jalen Royals either.
Mitch, let's just go down the line. That was kind of my thought on Patrick Mahomes. Just that's a play that I feel like you got to make on those. Like that play, just he's wide open. The next thing is, and Rob and I kind of disagree a little bit on this. They had a 4th-and-1 from the 37-yard line. They decide to run for it. I thought their offensive line got kind of beat on that play, and Kareem Hunt gets hit in the backfield. And also, I want to get your opinion on 4th-and-7. The Chiefs have the ball on their own 29-yard line. They punt in that scenario. There's about 7 minutes left in the game. I agree with their decision to punt, just because you can't afford to miss it there and put the ball right on the Eagles' doorstep. What did you make of those two fourth down calls and decisions?
You know, I didn't mind either one, actually. And then the 4th-and-4, they get the Kelce 14-yarder. And after being 3 of 3 in fourth down against the Chargers in Brazil, this is a team that's really, the Chiefs team has been really pretty good on fourth down conversions over the past couple of years. Now, to run the old-school T formation and to try to – that's a late-developing play. Yes, there was penetration, but that play takes a while. You're basically running a double lead, triple lead, really, with your inline tight end. And then you've got two guys in the backfield, like the old-school Amos Alonzo Stagg T formation. It takes a while. You're not going straight ahead. You're going laterally to begin, and then you hope you make a cut. Now, you're also running it into the teeth of one of the fastest defenders in the league of his size in Nolan Smith Jr. So in that instance, there's a lot of – all right, 4th-and-1, go for it there. And I asked Coach about it. We'll talk about it tonight. You know, we've got him on exclusively tonight. He'll visit about it. But that call, I think I got a feeling they wish they had it back, to have the three-back take one count, two count, Nolan Smith Jr. so fast, and they don't make it. There may be a straight ahead, a lead. They, you know, they went back later with the fullback trap that worked when they had Kareem Hunt as the fullback. So probably overs on the call, but not overs on the decision.
I've been really banging this drum over the last couple of days is – and one of the ways that this offense can turn the corner is just simply by running the football more effectively, either committing to the run or just being better at it when they run the football. So far this season, if you remove Patrick Mahomes' run plays that aren't really design plays, they're more scrambles than anything. The Chiefs have called 30 run plays, and they've got 96 yards on those runs. One of the ways that I think could open this offense up a little bit and just help this offense, especially in some short yardage situations, they just got to be more effective running the football than they've been so far through the first 2 weeks.
Yeah, I won't argue with that. You always want to be balanced, but I would say more straight ahead runs, and even 4 yards is your grade. That's your line here. Anything below four, which you said is the average, is not good. And then anything above four, hey, you'll live with it. Meaning, if I run the ball 3 times and gain 4 yards each time, I've got a first down plus 2. So sometimes it's going straight ahead and then just committing into it. Even if you commit to it on one series and just say, this is what we're going to do, so you give that look to the team. But this is, this is the stuff they discuss. They want to be balanced. And to do so against the Giants will be a little bit tougher because you can argue the best part of the Giants team is their defensive front. They got some dudes up there now, so it won't be easy to run on them, but that doesn't mean you don't try to run.
Right now, we're talking to Mitch Holthus, voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, getting his thoughts on some of the big storylines from yesterday. I got to get your thoughts on the Kelce drop. I mean, that's a play that your team is down, injury, suspension. You call the number for 87. You call the number for one of the greatest players in league history. He doesn't make that play. It directly takes points off the board. We mentioned the margin of error for this team. Just really tough to overcome how good Philadelphia is if you're leaving money on the table, so to speak.
Well, and he's made that catch, 10,000 times seemingly. And that's where Pat's got to put the ball. In the red zone, you put the ball, numbers are below. If you go numbers or above, there's too often of a chance of getting intercepted. And ironically, that gets intercepted because of a deflection off Kelce's hands. But it was there. It was there. That's a touchdown. And then to have it boomerang on you and they run it back to midfield, that makes it tough. But the point, Kelce's just going to make that play, and he'll own it. He'll wear it. But especially when you're down the receivers that I mentioned, you just, again, the margin of error slide, and Kelce's the one guy you can depend on, especially in the red zone.
Mitch, we went through the numbers right before we had you on here. This team has called 14 cover zero all-out blitzes so far this season. They actually blitzed Jalen Hurts. That was the highest number of blitzes that Spags has called up since 2019. What do you make of the amount of pressure they've been sending so far this season?
Well, it's a pressure, but it's not just the pressure. Yesterday, I thought that was outstanding. What was it, 64% of the time they blitz? Which might be one of the most, I think, in Spags' time here. But they did so in a disciplined fashion. When you look at the fact that Jalen Hurts has been so good at running the ball and he decimated the Cowboys in week one with scrambles, CDOT, he had 9 rushes for 16 yards and getting blitzed 64% of the time. That meant you blitz by being disciplined. And it wasn't, okay, if you do a zero blitz and it's a matter of you don't leave places uncovered. That goes back to Chris Jones leaving the flank uncovered and losing the Chargers game. So to blitz effectively and then to blitz with discipline is key, especially against a team like that. Do you realize this was the lowest Eagles offensive performance output-wise since week 6 of 2021? I'll give Matt McMullen credit on that one. So you're looking at a powerful team. You mentioned them and how good they are, and I agree. But you basically limited them as much as they've been limited in 4.5 seasons. So defensively, it was much better yesterday. Coach Reed will talk about the tackling that was there. But they were disciplined in staying in their lanes and bottled up Jalen Hurts. You allowed 3 short field scores. That's it. Otherwise, this defense stood toe-to-toe with a really good offense and basically won the day with those 3 exceptions. And those exceptions, they were put in a tough spot, including one sudden change.
Mitch, I will just give you the floor here to give us your thoughts on Philadelphia's quarterback sneak. I was for it this offseason. I would have voted to keep it. I just don't like the way that they are enforcing it. I feel like Philadelphia lines up incorrectly. I felt like we saw multiple times that there was a false start. I mean, if you're going to allow them to run this play, then let them run the play. But you at least got to call the penalties as they come. And it feels like in some ways the officials have just kind of thrown their hands up whenever they line up in this formation. What do you see from your vantage point? What do you think of Philadelphia's tush push?
I think officials need to discuss this. And if I got to creep in. If I'm a head linesman or I'm the down judge, I stay on the sideline. If that formation happens, I should be allowed to creep in about 10 yards so I can see it. They're missing it because they can't see it. All you have are all these bodies, and it looks like you're in rush hour traffic, and you really can't distinguish anything that happens in this rugby scrum. And they stay on the sideline. That's where they're supposed to be, but they're missing misalignment. They're missing movement, and because they can't see it, I would bet you've got to see it because you've got to call it. And so they need to, if there's nobody outside of me or motions outside of me, it's just like a referee in basketball. They move. Now, you got somebody in the trail, the lead, and the C position in basketball. But they move with the ball and with the players. And if you're going to do this, then I would love to hear an explanation that a down judge or a line judge should be able to creep in if I have no player outside of my shoulder or outside of my body, or they motion or run a player outside of me. Just to stand there on the sideline and stare, essentially, what's half of 53? Half of 53 is what, 27? I'm 27 yards away, and I can't see everything because I got helmets and bodies and everything else. So if you're going to allow the tush-push, then the officials have to realign to correctly call it.
Mitch, I feel like this is going to be the last season of the tush-push. I don't know how much national conversation you got a chance to hear afterwards. I mean, but this feels like it's the top story this weekend in the National Football League. Marquee game on Fox. Philadelphia ran the play 7 times. It just feels like the entire narrative around the play is really starting to shift. That, again, somebody like me that was in favor of the play, I just don't think that it is officiated properly on both sides. Defense lines up incorrectly. Offense lines up incorrectly. Yep. Just the entire.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
The thing just feels broken to me right now.
All it's going to take is Hurts is going to get under there, and it's going to be a legal play, and it may not even be a defensive player. Hurts is going to get his knee awkwardly under there some point, and you've got 900 pounds of human on him. They keep walking the plank. Wasn't Jason Kelce even talking about it? Like, he said it was frightening for him because he's at the bottom of basically 1,200 pounds. And Juergens, the center for Philly, would be interesting to get in the offseason, have him on your show. He's from Beatrice, Nebraska. So get that dude on and ask him about it. But the fact that you've got a center who snaps it, and then you have this 1,500 pounds of flesh on you. But if Hurts just gets a knee in there awkward somehow, or Josh Allen or whatever, then you're going to see real problems. But you've got to realign these officials on a tush-push because they can't see it. They don't have a camera in front of them. And if New York's not going to be able to call illegal procedure or an offside misaligning, then you've got to figure something out because they're just blocked from the play.
Mitch, I'll get you out of here with these two final questions. You and I have had enough Chiefs conversations. I know you're not panicked. I know you're not pressing the panic button. How do you think they turn this thing around? If you look at the history of it, teams that start 0-2, they make the playoffs 12% of the times. That's not where I'm at. I'm not worried about this team and their ability to make the postseason. But a lot of it is, hey, you got to play better football on this schedule. It doesn't get a lot easier. They don't have a lot of gimmies on this schedule. They play good teams, playoff teams from last year, a lot of very talented teams. From you watching this team, you following this team, you following this league, now that they have created this deficit, tell us how you think they turn things around.
You allocate your assets. It's the same thing I talked with Matt McMullen after the Super Bowl. So what you do, and they're doing this right now, is you allocate your assets. What do we have? What can we do well right now? We're going to center around that. And you know reinforcements are coming. What's the next best thing we can do to add to our what we're doing well list? And then you add it increasingly. So there is no panic. And you can say cliche, you just got to take the next game and take it one play at a time. Well, there's truth to that. But it really starts before you play. And it starts with, hey, we have assets on this team. How do we lift those up and reduce our liabilities? And then let's focus in on this week using the assets. But then what can we add that's close to being there? And so that's speaking in generalities. But this team, this staff, is very good at fixing things. And the quarterback that I'm going to have on with me tonight, who is the winningest quarterback under the age of 30, he turns 30 on Wednesday, but under the age of 30 in National Football League history, is a fix-it guy. He doesn't point fingers at you, me, or anybody else. He will take it upon himself. How do we fix it? What can we do well right now? What are we doing well right now? What are we on the verge of doing well? And that's where we start to put together our engine here, so to speak. But you do it a piece at a time, and you don't like lose it and panic and start just chucking the ball down the field. And you got to look at what you can do asset-wise against the New York Giant defense, which is pretty good, especially their front seven and especially their defensive front. So that's where you start. But it is incremental, and it is right now. And that's where they're focused and working on. I look for them to rally.
Mitch, last thing, and I'll get you out of here. You got a very busy night, a very special night. Tell people about it.
Yeah, this is really one of the more awesome nights of the year. And we've got a special guest coming to the show tonight, Olivia Lyon. She's great. She's from North Central Kansas, Smith Center, man, my hometown. She'll be there along with her dad tonight, Taylor Lyon. But there's a lot of special invited guests, a lot of folks registered at Hy-Vee in the metro to be there tonight. But it's Patrick Mahomes at the Hall of Honor. And this is the one show we have a year. If we have Kelsey, we do this too. But Pat always agrees to do it early in the season. And we have it at the Hall of Honor. It's really kind of a celebration of what Pat's about and what the Chiefs are about. And to have it in the Hall of Honor and in that venue is awesome. So, it's a special night. And it's not just any regular Kingdom night. But I was going to tell you, too, did you get to listen to last week's show with Pacheco at the end?
No, I did not.
Okay. Remember we had Pop on, and we had the graduates of the GED program at the University of Kansas Health System. And these were young ladies that had to kind of fight their way to get the GED. There are so many barriers to them in getting that done. The University of Kansas Health System did an amazing job in a program. But remember, Pacheco had to kind of fight to go back to Rutgers to get his degree. His message to those graduates and all the folks in the audience last week on Berry Road at Hy-Vee was incredible. We just have good dudes on this team who get it beyond football. And I know we got to play better, and we're 0-2. We lost to two good teams, and we got to figure this piece out. But when you have dudes of high quality, character, and high caliber approach to life in the game, you got a fighting chance no matter your record, no matter who you play. And it starts with Patrick Mahomes. But you also heard it if you listened to the show last week with Isaiah Pacheco. So that's why tonight's good, because the dude that's leading this team on the field is wired to fix it and to rally. But it's the way he lives his life, even when he drives out of the practice facility at One Arrowhead Drive.
That is Mitch Holtz, his voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, joining us on the show. He's brought to you by GEHA, Government Employees Health Association Incorporated, and also Silverstein Eye Center. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Center. Mitch, really looking forward to the show tonight. This is a special one. You got Andy Reid and you got Patrick Mahomes on the show. Really looking forward to listening to it on the way home.
Yeah, gold jackets all around for tonight, man.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mitch.
All right, see you, Doc.
Absolutely. That is Mitch Holtzis joining us on the show. One day, Mitch Holtzis should get one of those gold jackets. He certainly deserves it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.